Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and happy Wednesday to you. I am very excited about today's episode. I am broadcasting from location in Massachusetts at the Oak and Spruce Resort. And we had a thunderstorm here last night, so we were without power and everything. So I was very excited in the dawn of the morning when we got the power back. However, the internet is still not up to speed, so I'm just praying that we will be able to complete this amazing episode today without any other challenges. So earlier on when I signed on to the studio, we were having some issues with the chat room. So for those of you who are probably in the chat room and you don't see me there, that's the reason why. I will check later on to see whether or not the chat room can be up. If not, please join us on your PCs or your smartphones or your tablets, whatever you have, because this is an episode you will not want to miss. I am having the team on from Lemonade Day, and this is an organization that is empowering children to be entrepreneurs. I just learned about them last week, and I was honored that they have accepted our invitation to be on the air with us this morning. So if you have children or if you work with children or young people and you're thinking about what it is you can get them all wrapped around for the summer or anything like that, this is the time that you are going to be grabbing everything you can to take some notes and to find out how you can be part of this amazing venture. As always, I encourage you to call in and be part of the conversation. The number to call is 646-915-8166. Again, 646-915-8166. And we encourage you to call in, ask your questions, and be part of the dialogue. This way, when you log off, you will be well informed to find out how you can be part of it. And if it is already in your neighborhood today, you're going to hear. If it is not in your neighborhood, you will get some information on how you can start that in your community. I am so excited about what is going to happen today. You know, here on the A New Day show, we are dedicated and committed to educate, inspire, and empower entrepreneurs and small business people. That's what we do on Wednesdays. On Sundays, we do a segment that focuses on overcoming adversities, life empowerment, any life issues that anyone has encountered, or as a matter of fact, still going through. You can call us because we are willing to talk to you and to help you through that. So again, I am so honored and so privileged. I have one of my honored guests already hanging out in the virtual green room with me, and I will be bringing her on live. She is the city manager for New York State, and she's Mrs. Claudia Fox, and I'm going to bring her on live. So again, I am your privileged, honored guest, Dynamic Daphne, the host of the A New Day show. And again, the number you can call in is 646-915-8166. And for those of you who are in the chat room, again, forgive me. I will be there later on as soon as we get it up and run it. So without any further delay, I would love to welcome my distinguished, honored guest, Mrs. Claudia Fox. Claudia, how are you?
I'm just great this morning, Dr. Daphne. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's an honor. It is such a privilege because your organization is doing a phenomenal, phenomenal job based on what I have heard. And I said, what better organization to give some airtime to than an organization that is building future leaders and business owners and CEO, because that's exactly what the Lemonade Day is bringing. And for the listeners, there are several others from the organization who will be calling in. We are praying that we will bless to hear from the founder himself as well. So as they come on, you will hear them. So, Claudia, would you please introduce yourself? Let people know who you are outside of Lemonade Day. And then we will go on into your role in Lemonade Day.
Well, thank you. I have always done volunteer work with children. It's been a very, very big passion of mine. And I was actually saw an article in the Wall Street Journal about a year and a half ago about Lemonade Day. And I was so excited that I picked up the phone and I called them. And they invited me down to their kickoff in Houston, where all the kids did the lemonade stands. And I got the grand tour, and it was very exciting and a lot of fun. And I came back to New York, and I said, I really, really want to bring Lemonade Day to New York. So what happened was I had the vision, and I kept pursuing it, and I have been able to do that. My history has been in real estate. I've been in the real estate industry for 25 years, presidents, vice presidents, managing different companies throughout that time. And always the volunteer work was with the kids.
Beautiful.
And I have been able to move this into a full-time position as city manager and live my dream, which is really to help kids become entrepreneurs.
Beautiful. I can feel the energy and the excitement when you said you read about it in the Wall Street Journal and you journeyed down to Houston and got the tour, because I can just imagine. I know how I felt last Wednesday. Today's exactly a week that I learned about Lemonade Day, and I was so pumped up when I was told about it. And the people who were sharing the story with me, they were pumped up about it. So, you know, I am so honored that today that you have accepted the invitation to be on this radio site. And we are just praying that others will be as pumped up as we are, so that not only will we have Lemonade Day nationally comes 2013, but we will be, because of this radio show, we will be hearing from some global Lemonade Day participants as well, from our mouth to God ears, because this radio show is a global one, and I did not understand how global it was until I did a global birthday party for myself. We have people from all over the world. So we know that today we will not only be empowering American families and their children, but we are doing so globally as well.
Well, the further we can reach, the better. That's fantastic.
Wonderful. Let's talk about being a city manager for Lemonade Day, because I want to leave the history until the president calls in or the founder. So
Okay. Let's
talk about your role in Lemonade Day. What does that entail?
Okay. I do want to say we've had a huge blessing from Amy and John Phelan Foundation, and they actually subsidized the whole venture. And because of that, I was able to do this. And it really began with finding first the organizations that would be interested in doing the program. And as you know, New York City, we're pretty fast-paced, and even the kids have their schedules, you know, through the whole year, are practically planned the year before. So we got the money to fund it, and then we had to find the organizations that had a place for the children to be able to actually do this. That was my first task, was to go out to the organizations and talk to them. And we found people were actually willing to move their schedules around, in many cases, to include us.
Wonderful, wonderful. Is this your second, or how many years have you been doing this?
This is my first year of doing this.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, New York, they did one last year, or this is the first year? Did they do it with another manager?
No, it's the very first year. I must say, I had a vision to bring it here, and it happened. So for I know, it's very exciting.
I am getting the chills going down my spine as you're talking about this, because this is amazing. This is amazing because I'm sure where the part of the country where we live, every time we drive out during the summertime, we see these little people with their lemonade stands. I know sometimes if we go to tag sales and things like this, we see little children selling their lemonade. And here is an organization that they can become a part of and get the recognition for doing so, and also become part of a bigger vision, something that is bigger than they are and bigger than their family. Because I read that collectively, 40 different sites contributed $500,000 towards different charities of their choice.
It's amazing. It's amazing that children can group together and make the amount of money that they make, and not only that, to give so much away.
Yes. And I tell you, when I read it, I'm telling you, tears came to my eyes, because I said, here are some little people who are doing phenomenal, phenomenal things, and they are not selfish. They're thinking about how can we make a difference in the lives of somebody else. I know one little person contributed something to some place in Africa, and yet There are grown people in this country, and I'm not going to apologize for this, who are sitting down on their laurels and not utilizing the strength and the energy they have to make a difference in our world. So everyone can learn lessons from these little people.
And you know, the great thing about Lemonade Day, and that Michael Holthaus, the founder, gave us, the gift that he gave us, is that we are teaching our kids, we're teaching them at a very young age to think about the spirituality of money.
Yes. And that's a lesson that is needed in our different communities, because there are some ethnicity who teaches their children about the spirituality of money, and then there is another set who isolates them away from that. Because when that conversation is taking place, there are certain ethnicity that will tell the kids this is not the place for children. So they grow up having no understanding about the spirituality of money. They don't understand the value of it, and therefore they end up abusing money without embracing it, instead of embracing it and having the love for the value that it truly brings. So, the more I talk about this, I'm getting the chills, because I'm so excited to be able to host this episode where we can get the message out. So, June the 3rd is the day when you are doing a Lemonade Day in New York.
That is correct. It's this Sunday, actually. It's right around the corner.
Yep. So talk about what this day will entail.
Well, this day will entail lemonade stands all over the five boroughs. And we have Long Island City, we have Staten Island, Chinatown, Harlem. We're spread out all over. And kids will, and then we have lemonade stands right in the city, ranging. We're starting, I think, about 48th Street up to 91st Street, in and out of the stores, restaurants, grocery stores, condominium buildings, churches are all participating to bring this together.
Beautiful. So we know it is right around the corner in a few hours. It's coming up. Is it too late for people to be part of this? And if, you know, how can the people who are just hearing about it this morning become a part of it?
They can go on the website, which is www.nyclemonadeday.org. And they can register online. At this point, we have the backpacks at 55th and Park Avenue. They're at Keller Williams at 425 Park Avenue. And they just register, print out the sheet, and take it in and pick up a backpack. It's never too late.
All right.
Say.
So, you talk about the backpack, which is a segue into this, because we know that in that backpack, there are some important things. Let's talk about the content of the backpack and what these young people are getting to work with. What are some of the lessons that they are being taught?
Okay. Well, we have two types of backpacks. We have the youth edition, which is the age range 5-6 years old to about 11. And then we have the teen edition, which is from 12 until 17.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're pretty much the same content, but just geared toward that different age group. And in the backpack, which happens to be adorable, it's yellow and we have all the sponsors' logos on them. The backpack has two strings on each side so that they can wear it actually as a backpack and put other things in as well. To carry to their lemonade stand. And it starts out with setting goals. And it moves through planning, budgeting. Budgeting is a really big part of Lemonade Day because we want them to realize that they have expenses and the expenses have to be subtracted from the profits.
Mm-hmm.
And we teach them also to get an investor, but to pay the investor back.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very big thing because usually mom and dad are putting out the money for everything, but they rarely see any return on that money. Teach that, and we teach them site selection. So we go over with them, where do you think the most people will be? Where will be people who can spend money on your lemonade? Where might they be thirsty? At the beach or an exercise place? So we go over all of that with them. Another lesson is advertising, what they do to promote their lemonade stand, which can range from business cards to flyers to social media. They're very savvy these days, so we bring all that in. And then they actually have the opportunity to build a stand. Some of the younger kids just have a table and a tablecloth, and they decorate it with artwork. But they can build a stand, and we have some easy ways to do that from Home Depot, under $8, a really nice stand that they can decorate, making it with boxes, and purchasing, going to the grocery store and purchasing the ingredients and setting it all up. And then once they sell the lemonade, we even ask them to report in their business results. Very professional. We take them through all of the steps. And then we ask them to reflect on what they've done. And the most important thing is opening a savings account and saving some of that money, spending some of the money on themselves, and giving back. So that's where the charity of their choice gets comes in. And we ask them to look around the community or look around the world and see what needs to be done and to contribute a portion of their money to that.
What does an initial investment look like to start this lemonade business, this lemonade stand?
Well, I would say the minimal would probably be $20 for the ingredients, the lemons, the sugar, and then if you want to make it, say, a mango recipe, then you have to buy the mango. And it can go up because it depends on what kind of lemonade stand you want to make. Some kids want to buy a lemonade stand, which they do have them that you can buy, but we prefer they do something special themselves.
Creative. Use up their creative juices.
Yes.
Because people are going to come to buy your lemonade, but the more creative you are, the more support that you're going to get. Because I looked at some of the pictures, and for those of you who haven't seen it, if you go on the Facebook event page, you will see the different stands that I have uploaded there. You can see how creative these little people are. I noticed one young person, he has some candies that he was selling too with his lemonade.
Oh, they are so adorable. I have a little boy who's going to be on 62nd Street, and when I first met him, he got so excited. And he said, I'm going to make lemon squares and lemon chicken. And he just went on and on about everything lemon. It was a thing. Now, his father has talked him out of the lemon chicken, but he's definitely bringing lemon squares.
It's a pity that he talked him out of it, because that would be a perfect stand for somebody to come for a lunch.
Well, that's true.
Exactly. They're going to have the lemon. They have their protein, and they would have their dessert.
That's true.
We adults, we always put a damper on things.
I guess he was figuring, how could we get that lemon chicken to the stand and sell it?
Oh, a tall if he talks to mommy, mommy would tell him, we mommy know how everything can be done. And
that's great.
Based on some of the feedback from some of the other sites and location, what does an average profit look like?
Well, you know, these kids make a lot of money. I figured it out. Kind of the average is about $100, but that's an average. So there are kids that will make less if they're, say, in front of their home and it's not as heavily trafficked. And then the kids that are in New York City, of course, are going to have people rushing by all the time. It's just a matter of getting their attention. So
that's right. And they need to have helping hands too, because in New York City, that traffic is going to be hectic.
I know. Well, we put ask Keller Williams, who's our strategic sponsor. They're going to have a Keller Williams agent. We've asked one to be at each stand, so they're going to help. And then the parents are coming, and there's, in most cases, a sister and a brother. So they're, one church is actually going to have 23 kids, and they're going to rotate at their stand.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Woo! This is getting excited. Listen, I apologize. I still try the chat room and it is down. So please utilize the phone line, 646-915-8166. I am in conversation with Mrs. Claudia Fox, and she is the city manager for Lemonade Day in New York City coming up this Sunday. What time does it start this Sunday?
It's from 12 to 4.
From 12 to 4. And you heard her mention about the website, and that you can go there and sign up and you can pick your backpack up. It is never too late. So I will be right back with her. I am just taking a brief commercial break. Technology.
Superfastlinkbuilding.com. The biggest challenge for business owners and entrepreneurs like you is getting your site to show up on the first page of a Google search. It's been reported that Google often changes their search reporting methods multiple times in the same day. That's why you can't use just any search optimization company. The SEO company that you choose has to think fast and move even faster. At superfastlinkbuilding.com, we've designed and developed a unique system to start positioning your site closer to the top. Our complex system of websites and blogs, along with our proprietary algorithms, are pushing our clients' sites to page one every day. Your site will never rise on its own. You've got to do something about it. Subscribe today. Superfastlinkbuilding.com.
All right. So we encourage you to support our sponsors. And we'll do one more.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right. So if you are just joining us, my guests today are the team from the Lemonade Day. And in New York City, Lemonade Day will be this Sunday, June the 3rd. And it's not too late, as you heard City Manager Claudia Fox just mentioned, it is never too late. So you can still visit the website. I'm going to bring her back on live as we wait on others to call in. And I want you too, the listeners, to call in and get some information about how you can be part of this groundbreaking, amazing opportunity. So, Mrs. Fox, are you there?
I am here.
All right. So we just hope that your colleagues will begin to call in now. I am so disappointed that the chat room is not working. However, we are going along with the conversation, and we are excited about that. So we spoke about the profit. We talk about what some of the kids are looking to do at their stand, their creativity. Are they encouraged only to do this one day, or they will be doing it over the summer?
Well, we are encouraging everyone to do it on the one special day each year, and we picked June 3rd just because it was a good time in terms of, you know, kids testing and the end of the year and all. They can do it any time that they would like. It's just there's a synergy to be doing it all together, all on the same day.
Yes, yes, yes. I love that, but that there's nothing that says that they can't do it all the time during the summer if they choose to. But to have that synergy, as you mentioned, is extremely, extremely important. What are some, when you approach parents about getting their children to participate, what are some of the feedbacks that you have been getting from the parents?
Well, the parents are delighted because we all know that the schools teach the kids how to go to college or maybe even have a trade, but there's not, hello?
Yes, yes.
But there's not there's not a formal program that teaches them how to be entrepreneurs that I'm aware of. So
that's
parents
right.
are delighted, and they're amazed at what their kids learn and what they talk to their friends about. Even Michael Holthaus started this all because his daughter asked him for a bike.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to her, no, I'm not going to give it to you. You'll have to figure out a way to get it.
Yes.
And apparently she went to sleep and she woke up the next morning and she said, I've got it. I want to have a lemonade stand.
Wow.
He totally supported her in that. And, you know, an idea is how it always begins, just with one idea.
Yes.
And then he watched her talk to her friends. I think she was about 10 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He was just amazed at the exchange of the conversation about having a business. And that's what sparked his interest.
Mm-hmm.
And parents all over have the same reaction. They're just amazed that their kids could learn this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, because they actually put it into practice, they experience it, it's really a locked-in lesson. You know, it's locked
exactly.
into their brains.
Exactly. You know, I believe what you're saying because I work with families for the Commission on Children. And one evening at one of the training, I sat with a young woman. I think she is maybe 10. And I was asking her what career she wants when she grows up. And she wants to be in hospitality business. She wants to own restaurants. And the amazing thing she shares with me is not just any restaurant she wants to have. She would like to have restaurants where there are samples that are like taste platters of everything that's on the menu. So if there is something on the menu that you have never had, you don't know whether you're going to like it or not. You could taste it before you order it. So you
what a great idea.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. How creative.
After you dine, you are going to go to a theater. There is also going to be a dinner theater. So your dinner comes with theater performance. And I said, well, so I asked her mom, I said, did you know this? She says, yeah, she's been talking about it since she's 6 years old. And I know she's going to do it because her mother is nurturing. And 2 weeks ago, they had the graduation for the children in the program. And the young person that was doing the speech for their group, the same young woman who's told me about the restaurant, she walked up to her friend and she looked at her and she said, wow, you look like a real businesswoman this evening. And I said, look at that. They already are thinking business. And I think we ought to encourage them. When you look up at the participants, is there an even count of boys and girls, or we have one gender more than the other?
You know, it's pretty even, I have to say.
Good.
It's pretty even. I haven't really noticed that. It somehow seems like we have a brother, then a sister, or a boy, a girl. I mean, the boys are just as interested as the girls, and the girls just as interested as the boys.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I am excited about that because sometimes you'll have some don't want to do this and some don't want to do that. But I think it depends on the encouragement of the children as well. And I know next year it's going to be much bigger because you're going to have more people telling people about it, and it is going to be spreading like wildfire.
Exactly. You know, I spoke to a gentleman by the name of Anthony Anderson. He may or may not be able to get on the call this morning, but he directs the Sean Bell Community Center in Jamaica, Queens.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
he said everyone he talks to is so excited, and he just can't even wait until next year because he said it's just going to spread like wildfire through the community, through the surrounding areas. Everyone he talks to is so excited.
And you see, he, as a matter of fact, he's the gentleman who told me about the Lemonade Day. And it is really going to be spreading like wildfire in the Southeast Jamaica area because he's excited about it.
Exactly.
With the energy that he is displaying, people is going to want to have a piece of that action.
Yes.
Because that's the bottom line. When we are excited about that which we have, it helps other people to be encouraged and want to have it too. So I am excited. I'm so excited about what this organization is doing for our young people. Very, very excited. And listen, guys, I want to see you calling 646-915-8166. If you have any questions or anything about it, how can you become a part of it? How can your organization be an investor, a sponsor, anything? You don't know the answers to these questions unless you ask. So pick up the phone and call in. And for those of you who are probably stuck in the chat room by yourself because I'm not there, please, I want you to take a few minutes and call in and ask your questions. The number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Now, let's talk about some of the things that has been happening in other areas because you went down and you did the grand tour down in Houston. Let's talk more in depth about what that's like. And we are praying that some of the others from the other area will take this opportunity to call in.
Yes, we do. it's different. You know, the interesting thing is, depending on weather, it's different, and depending on the area and the locations, for example, when I went around with a group of people, they were people who were interested in funding for Lemonade Day from all over the country, actually. Mm-hmm. And we went around to see the different sites, and it was really warm because it's Houston.
Mm-hmm.
It's more spread out, and the kids were on corners. There were groups of kids, and then, you know, on a corner, there might be 10 kids with a lemonade stand. And then in some of the parks, they were spread out, each had their own little spot. And it went anywhere from, you know, having a little cloth on a ledge with their lemonade, selling it, to beautiful lemonade stands that you could tell they spend a lot of time working on. So it was all different kinds of combinations of spots and areas where the kids were.
Yeah, and I noticed, you know, like some of the pictures that I have posted, I noticed that some of the vendors were so coordinated. They had lemonade, they had the color, the yellow, like T-shirts on, and you could see the helpers. Mom and Dad had the same color T-shirt on.
Right.
You would see some with a lemonade, like a lemonade head, like a cartoon, with a lemonade head on, and people really put a lot of effort in it, and that's what is helping to build the excitement and the energy. How old is Lemonade Day?
It's about 5 years. And I also want to add that Lemonade Day does supply us with that lemon head. So we're going to have kids on 61st Street with the lemon head. And we also have a Lemonade Day tent, which is about 6 feet long.
Beautiful.
And then the other thing is, you know, when you do it with in conjunction with someone, for example, in Houston, a young fellow did it in conjunction with Dylan's Candy Bar, and he had his stand right outside, so they could go in and get their candy and then come out and buy the lemonade. So there are so many different ideas, and the kids get so creative with this.
Ah, I'm sure. That's why I'm disappointed about that lemon chicken, and I tell you, that's a good chicken, too. Lemonade chicken.
I'm going to tell his father about that.
Oh, I'm telling you, that daddy should never taught that boy. That boy would have been doing a killing with that lemonade chicken and his lemonade square and his lemonade.
Well, one of the things, and this is maybe a good time to bring it up, is that you also have to find out what the regulations are in your city. For example, we need certain permits in order to sell certain things in New York City. So you do have to check locally and see if there are park permits or health permits so that you're doing everything legally.
Right. I was going to ask that question, too, because especially with the public health.
Exactly.
There's things that you're going to be eating, you need to have the permit from the public health department. So,
And insurance. I mean, we do have an insurance certificate. So,
So each vendor needs their own insurance certificate. And so, how do they go about that? And how much does
cost? No. Lemonade Day has an insurance certificate for the group for that city.
Okay.
The other things all have to be looked into in detail.
When you say the other things.
In other words, if you're going to do it in a park with a group of kids, or if you, and then the health permits. So you have to check into those with each, depending if it's a public area. If it's a private area, you're fine.
If you are setting up this stand inside your gate, it's a private property, so you don't need that. But if you go outside on city property, then you would need that permit, right?
Well, it depends on the city. You'll have to check. And most of the times, because it's such an adorable thing and it's such good lessons as well, You know, mm-hmm. they will oftentimes just waive those permits, but you do have to check into it.
And for those, does the price vary from each city? The price for the permit vary, or if it is one price in the state? Or each town or city have their own prices?
I think they're all different, Dr. Daphne. I really do. I haven't had the experience in other cities.
Yes.
I think New York City probably, you know, has their very own fee schedule.
Yeah, well, maybe the boroughs. Maybe in the other borough, in each borough, it's probably different. We don't know. So they would. The best thing to do is ask.
Yeah, the best thing is always to ask.
Now, as you look on what you are doing now, and you're looking on your first one, what would you like to see come out of this, say, within the next 5 years?
Well, I'll tell you, I know that Michael Holthaus's goal is to have 1 million kids doing lemonade stands in 2013.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it will just grow from there. We just want to see every child have a chance to experience it so that they have a vision that might be different than what they would have had before. You know, every time we put new knowledge into our brain bank, it gives us an opportunity to go into a different direction.
That's right.
It just expands our minds as to what is available.
Mm-hmm. What we spoke earlier at the top of the hour, we spoke about children contributing $500,000 collaboratively. What are some of the charities that these young people contributed to, nationally or internationally? You could give us a feedback on that.
Well, there are many different things. There are some very big things. Make-A-Wish Foundation, American, the Red Cross, very big foundations. And mm-hmm. then there's also the local community foundations mm-hmm. for needs as needed.
Mm-hmm.
Shelters are one of them. The Wounded Warrior is one of the young ladies' charities. And they just really look in their community and come up with anything that sort of suits their fancy.
Mm-hmm. And I want the listeners to take note that these young people are the ones who are selecting charities. I mean, the organization does not tell them who to do it to. They choose the one that they want to contribute to. Let's talk about the Lemonade Day Foundation, because there is a foundation, right?
Correct.
Let's talk about that. I was saving it for the other calls when they call in. However, they can still fit in when they call in.
I know someone is trying to get in because he emailed me, so I don't know if there's any issue with getting in. I just saw he said he's trying to call in. Tyler, are you on the phone?
Could you give him the number again, 646-915-8166, because it is, it will tell him, I think, to press 1, because there's no one else on my switchboard but you. You and I are the only two on here, so I have not seen anyone else call in. So please give him the number again.
Okay.
If you're just joining us, I am on with Ms. Claudia Fox, who is the city manager for Lemonade Day in New York City. New York City is having their first Lemonade Day extravaganza coming up across all the boroughs in New York City on Sunday the 3rd. She was talking about the different sites where they are having young people do the lemonade stand. The reason they do that on the same day is so that they can build the synergy across the country in the different areas. So Yeah, we were expecting different organizers and people from the founder founding organization to call in, and we don't know whether it's some technical glitches or what, so we are trying to get them on. So, back to you.
Good. And I'm letting them know to press 1. I'm just
okay. It should be telling them there should be a voice that says if you want to speak to the host, press 1 and it will put you in queue. I know the chat room is not working, but I should be seeing everyone on the on the switchboard, and it's just you and I. Just
okay.
You and I here having a good old chat.
Good. Well, the important thing is that everyone get as enthusiastic as you are, you know, pick up your enthusiasm and help spread the word.
Yes.
And by next year, you know, we'll have an early start. This was kind of a quick thing because the funding came through and we just decided to jump right in. And Lemonade Day supported me in doing that. So we aren't as far reaching as we would like to be this year, but we did have a goal of 2,000 kids.
Wonderful.
And we're pretty close to that. So next year, you know, it may be 10,000 or more.
Yes, and let's hope that this this show today will ignite some interest. And Sunday, as of later on, people will be going on the website and really taking advantage of that. I had asked you about the foundation, and unless you wanted that person calling in was to deal with that.
I don't think that she's going to be on. If she isn't by now, she was going to be on between 9 and 9:30.
Okay. So would you like to address what the Lemonade Day Foundation is all about?
Well, the Lemonade Day Foundation is called Prepared for Life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they sponsor all the Lemonade Day events. They started it in Houston, and they're based in Houston. I know every year, because I was there for the kickoff program, that they invite people who would like to be a sponsor and fund some of the Lemonade Days down for a weekend, and they do a wonderful job of making sure that we have guest speakers who talk about, you know, how it's been in all the school systems down in Houston. And so they, you know, we had a wonderful breakfast and dinner and then a bus that took us from site to site. So that was quite an exciting venture. And we also have not only our own individual websites, but lemonadeday.org is the national website. And there are a lot of different things on there. It lists all the cities where there is Lemonade Day, and I believe we're number 41.
Wow.
And it lists media. It has the in-the-news videos and photos, as well as we have a map site, and that is where each child can list their stand on the national website.
Beautiful, beautiful. So not only are they getting local exposure, they get to tie into the national site as well. That's wonderful.
And they also have a blog on there.
Mm-hmm.
And the blog really has pictures and individual stories of the kids, you know, and they're, you know, at their lemonade stands. It shows like dads and entrepreneurs, and I mean, it's just adorable. Here's a police officer I'm looking at with his son, two young girls, and their charity is kidneys. They say because kidneys don't grow on trees, and they had T-shirts made up like that.
Wow.
This young fellow, it's 75 cents for his lemonade. This one is a dollar. We actually have a young lady in Queens who has a lemonade stand. She's charging $5 a cup. And we were on Fox and Friends. They had us on, and they asked her, they said, $5, that's quite a bit. And she said, well, it's for breast cancer.
That's right. It's not for the lemonade. It's for the cause.
Exactly, and, you know, exactly. And I'm sure she's going to do very well on Lemonade Day.
Exactly. And guess what? She's not too far off, because when you buy a fresh lemonade in the city, that's what you pay. Okay, we have another caller in, so I'm going to go to that caller, and I'm very excited about that. So let me get on here. So I'll be right back with you, Claudia.
Okay, great.
Good morning, caller. Last three digits are 6700. You state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, good morning. My name is Melinda Peterkin, and I'm calling from PS48Q.
Hello, Belinda. How are you?
I'm great.
So how do you fit into this amazing conversation? What's going on? What's your role in Lemonade Day? Or do you have a question?
Well, I do. I have a role in Lemonade Day. My daughter, a couple of years ago, she's now 8 years old. A couple of years ago, while in kindergarten, she wanted to do a lemonade stand. And I explained to her the importance of having a lemonade stand. So when Claudia came aboard and she was telling, you know, our school and our principal, Patricia Mitchell, about Lemonade Day, we were certainly on board and we were excited about the whole thing. We went on the news, Fox and Friends, where we met Julie, the president of Lemonade Day, and the kids are really, really excited about June 3rd. My daughter is doing a lemonade stand in reference to breast cancer.
We were just talking about her lemonade.
Yes.
And yeah, because I was just saying to Mrs. Fox that I don't think she's too off, besides the fact that she's doing it for a worthy cause. That's what you pay for lemonade in the city anyhow.
Exactly. So we have practiced our we went to a workshop for Lemonade Day, and we practiced our four P's, which is price, promotion, place, and product. And she's very, very, educated on that. And we have gone a long way. We have cups with her name on it. And for every every lemonade that you sell, you get a breast cancer bag.
Beautiful.
With goodies.
You know, I am so proud of her. I have not met her, but I am proud of what she's doing, because as an entrepreneur myself, a lot of times we undersell the value of what we have.
Right.
Whether it's a product or a service. Because there are some entrepreneurs who think that cheaper is going to bring money. That's not it.
That's
you
right.
You should stay focused on the value that you are bringing to a situation.
Mm-hmm.
What's the value? And you stand true to that value
exactly.
that you're bringing and believe in it. So let your daughter know that I'm so proud of her. And, I'm praying that at the conclusion of Lemonade Day, that we could do another follow-up episode, Mrs. Fox, with some of the vendors. Nationally, where we can have them share their experience.
That's
of
great.
What it was like this day. And Mrs. Fox, you remember I mentioned to you that I would love to have a group of you guys come to Connecticut for the TV taping so you can really talk about the Lemonade Day project. So I really want to commit to helping you get the word out. So
I remember that, and we'd be happy to do that.
Yeah. As a mother with a young entrepreneur, how does it make you feel?
Oh, it makes me feel wonderful. One, because I am a breast cancer survivor, so
Amen.
it it's overwhelming that she would pick such a cause to try to help other people. Of course, I tell her the importance of breast cancer and women, even men that go through it now. But even the kids that I have registered here for Lemonade Day, I tell them, pick something that's close to your heart that you're going to be doing this Lemonade Day for. So, when they come to me, I'm saying, well, okay, well, what is your charity and where are you going to be located? Because my principal is going to go out to all the sites and to see, all the children that have participated in Lemonade Day and to say, good job, well done.
Mm-hmm. And which of the boroughs are you in?
We're in Queens. We're in Queens.
Okay, what's the Queens?
We're in Jamaica, Queens. Jamaica, Queens, yes.
Because I still need to confirm that because I was talking to Mr. Bell about announcing live from there at the Sean Bell Center.
Oh, yes.
It's some of that. So I still need to confirm that with him. So,
and the Sean Bell Center is amazing. Mr. Anthony, he's one of the CBOs of our school-based organization. And he's helping the children make their lemonade stands and so forth. So he's been great with that. I mean, and this is what it's all about. It's all about teamwork, getting the children involved, getting parents involved. It's important.
Yes. It's lesson, Mrs. Fox and I was speaking at the top of the hour that there's so much valuable lessons here for adults because there are a lot of adults who are sitting on the curb wasting away.
Right.
They can learn valuable lessons from these young people. Lessons. So I just hope that this will ignite some energy. Because they're sitting on their point fingers of the government, and there's so much they can do.
That's right.
If you know how to fry a chicken, find a way to fry it and sell it.
That's right.
You can bake a cake and sell it. Everybody can do something.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, what would you like to see happening in Queens in the next 3 years pertaining to the lemonade stand?
Well, I'm hoping that we could do this every year. I'm hoping and then that we'll have more and more participants throughout the year, and it could be something that the children are looking forward to, going on workshops, being able to go from their school base to talk shows and to on interviews so that they can share the information that they've taken to others.
Beautiful. And it will happen. And I want you ladies to stay put because I have another caller on, so I'm excited about that. It gives Mrs. Fox a break to take a sip on her water.
Okay.
And, caller, your last three digits are 9663. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
This is Tyler from Keller Williams.
Hello,
this
Tyler.
Is Tyler
How
from Keller Williams. Very well, thank you. How are you?
I am wonderful. And how do you fit in this amazing dream?
So I work here at Keller Williams, and I work with Claudia, and she told me about this organization, and I joined and became a volunteer here. So I've been involved since I found out about it, and I'm really excited to help out teaching entrepreneurship to young people throughout the city and get them involved.
Wonderful. So you're a win participant. She did not have to threaten you to be part of it. You came on willingly, right?
Yes. I was very eager.
Wonderful. And this is why this is going to be spreading like wildfire, because the people who are participating are eager and excited. And what better way to get the word out that people are not excited about it? As someone who is participating for the first time as well, what would you like to see happen in the future? future?
Well, I'd like to see it to grow, and you know, when I was young, I really would have liked to have participated in this. I think I did run a lemonade stand in my neighborhood once or twice, but I didn't grow up in the city, so I didn't have the opportunity to be in front of so many people. I think this is a great opportunity to really make some money for kids and see. And teach them about how to manage money and how to budget and save and spend and share.
Wonderful, wonderful. Listen, I have another call I want to also put. There is a way to raise your hand. I think if you have anything else, if you just want to chime in, you just call my name and I will put you back on. But we have another caller. Let me go to that caller. Hello, caller. Your first three digits are 917. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please? Hello, caller.
Hi, good morning. Ian Shaw, Televisions Agent. How are you?
I am wonderful. And who is this?
This is Ian Shaw, the Keller Williams commercial.
Yeah. Hello, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. Good to hear everyone on the call this morning.
Yes, I'm hearing you. And how do you fit into all of this that is going on this Sunday?
I am actually, I introduced my sister to Claudia, who is actually in charge of the principal of PS 48 in Queens. And her and her PTA staff put together the kids, and you know, we all participate in this lemonade day.
Beautiful, beautiful. Listen, I have someone I think is calling from Houston. So if I just ask you guys to step in, let's hear from this person, and then we can all get back into the stimulating dialogue. Hold on, please. Hello, caller. Your last four digits are 7370. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, this is Jackie Howard, also calling from Keller Williams in New York City.
Okay. Your area code threw off. That's okay.
Yes, exactly. I'm the cultural director for Keller Williams.
Yeah. One big happy family. So tell me how you fit into all of this, and, you know, what make you decide when Claudia came to you, what make you say, yes, I want to be part of this?
Claudia and I met, and we began speaking of this event probably back in November. And from the moment that she opened her mouth about Lemonade Day, I was immediately drawn in just to the whole concept of what Lemonade Day truly means and the whole entrepreneurial spirit behind teaching children basic business skills and life skills to prepare them for to be an entrepreneur in life. And I began working at the age of 9 years old, so I could really appreciate teaching children and my own child similar skills.
Wonderful. What were you doing at age 9? What was your first endeavor?
Oh, I did everything from selling lemonade to helping a disabled neighbor clean her house, to raking leaves, to whatever it was that I could make money. I developed the skills from my parents, and they've stayed with me ever since in my adulthood.
Beautiful. What a testimony. What a testimony to share. And, you know, it is a shame that nowadays we have young people spending too much time, and this is just my personal experience, too much time inside their homes on these amazing, expensive, wonderful gadgets, and they don't come outside and get involved in what is happening in their community. And I think that with the Lemonade Day, I am praying that this will once again stimulate them to come outside and get involved of what is happening. And I mean, that's just my personal feeling. This is what I feel. Kids need to come back outside and get involved. What's your guys' take? And I mean, we have a lot of callers. Anybody can chime in and just say your name and say your statement. What's your take about what I've just said?
Well, this is Jackie Howard speaking again. I just feel that kids really need to be taught the relationship between those gadgets, buying all those things, and the ability to make money to acquire those things. I think that, you know, we as a parent and actually as a community really need to encourage children to have good work ethic and not to necessarily have a feeling of entitlement, but you have to work for whatever it is that you want. I'm one of 12 children. That's how my parents raised me, and we've really lost that as a sense of community where, you know, kids feel as though, you know, if they want something, they ask for it and they get it. But by instilling in them a real desire it's okay to want those things, but also to instill in them a desire to want to work for them. And I
earn
think
it.
That, yes, to earn it, exactly. And Lemonade
and
Day is a powerful example of this.
I like what you say, Jackie, because these are the same reasons why we end up with a community of adults who have this entitlement mentality. Everybody owes them something.
Yes.
And they are not responsible for earning anything, you know. So I like that, and it takes me back from being children. Anyone else, and I guess with the amount of callers we have now, we can refer to the panel. Anyone else from the panel has any feedback towards the statement?
Well, this is Belinda from PS48. I just feel that it is empowerment. Children, for instance, my daughter, she's saying that with her share, she's going to save for a mansion. I find that to be, you know, amazing that she's thinking so far ahead that she...
That's right.
Her dream is to buy a mansion with whatever she makes. But it, in her mindset that she knows that she has a dream and she can achieve it.
Of course. And nothing. The only thing that will prevent her is she can prevent herself. Nothing else is standing in the way of her getting her mansion than her attitude.
That's right.
You know?
And I do tell her, I said, you can achieve anything you want in life as long as you believe that you can,
it's there. That's right.
And I think that with PS48 and registering all these children for Lemonade Day, I think that it's going to be a huge success. I think that... Every adult should encourage the children to believe, to achieve, to learn, to succeed in any which way that they choose. And Lemonade Day is a perfect example of that.
Mm-hmm. Linda, what's the ethnic makeup of the people who are registering for Lemonade Day?
I have African-American children registering for Lemonade Day.
Okay. And Claudia,
yes.
What's the makeup of the ethnicity in the other areas?
We honestly have many, many ethnicities. We have Chinatown, we have Harlem, we have the kids from the schools in Midtown. I think we have a real mix of kids, and then the kids from Jamaica, the kids in Staten Island. There's a huge mix. We even have and this isn't an ethnicity, but the military kids are involved. So we just have a United Nations of kids.
Oh, well, that's good to hear, because a lot of times, of course, I'm here in Connecticut. A lot of times in the summer when we drive out, even we don't see too many African-American kids or the Latino kids doing lemonade stands. We see the other ethnicity. So I'm glad, Belinda, that you have gotten the African-Americans so involved in being part of that. And we have only 45 minutes remaining.
Well, I'm going to sign off, Dr. Daphne. I'm going to sign off because we have a meeting that we're going to go into. But we are very excited. PS48, Ms. Mitchell, our principal, Claudia, who we are in constant communication. Claudia, thank you for everything. My parents, thank you. I thank you. Dr. Daphne, we thank you for having us on this morning. But,
thank you, Linda, and I look forward to meeting you. And if you have anybody else who want to call in, we have 45 minutes remaining. If they want to call in and have a say in this, I would appreciate it. This is an amazing opportunity, and I congratulate you and thank you for the work you're doing in empowering these young people.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay,
thanks,
have a
so
great
much.
Day.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Nope.
So we still have Jackie and the other gentleman, I forgot his name.
Tyler Drown.
Mr. Tyler, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I will need to leave soon to attend to some business, but I'm still here.
Okay.
And regarding kids spending time outside and getting sucked in by these gadgets, you know, all those games, it's just so easy to start playing a video game and then you're sitting down there and you wind up doing it for hours.
It's like the people watching soap operas. Mm-hmm.
It's exactly. You know, once you're sitting down, once in involved in something, it just takes so much more effort to get up. This is something that people can really see kids will be able to really see the direct benefit of going up and outside because they'll be making money. You know, it's a lot different than going playing tag.
That's right. So, you know, I thank you too for your commitment because I know each and every one of you could have been working on other business projects and you said, no, I want to be part of investing in these young people. So I applaud and I thank you very much.
Thank
for
you very
your
much.
Investment.
Thank you, so, Tyler.
Okay.
Thank you. I've got to sign off now.
Tyler has been at every event that we've had and volunteered, got his way there and participated. He even came to Jamaica and attended the workshop. So thank you, Tyler.
My pleasure. I'm glad to be involved.
That's right. It takes the community. You know, it takes the team to let the dream work. And
yes.
It doesn't matter how excited you are, Claudia. If you did not have a team that believes in what you're doing, it would not have been the success it is now. And I know come next week, we're going to be talking about a greater success, greater success. So who else is on the line now? Anybody has any feedback about anything that we have said so far? We have 42 minutes remaining.
So I think, Jackie, are you still there? But she did comment on this.
Yes, I'm still here. Uh-huh. I was trying to give everyone else a chance to speak.
Okay. Well, Dr. Daphne, when you mentioned that, my mind was exactly in the same place as yours. You know, I have a son. He's now 25. But when he was younger, the internet and the computers came out and I must admit, I was a single parent, so I did use that as a babysitter much more
mm-hmm.
than I should have. And honestly,
mm-hmm.
I wish I had known about Lemonade Day because I know a whole different side of him would have opened up. He's very entrepreneurial, but mm-hmm. probably because he saw a mom work while he was growing up. But
mm-hmm.
Lemonade Day just, it makes it their own. And I agree with you that, and so does the rest of the world and all of the articles that I read,
mm-hmm.
that the kids are just way too involved in the, they all have iPhones. It amazes me.
Oh, my heaven. And the parents are The parents are the ones who are paying for those expensive gadgets.
Right.
You know, I know someone, and I have to be careful now. I don't want them to be listening. I know I'm talking about them on international radio and global radio. However, this person has two strong boys, and during the snow, you think those boys would take a shovel and help to shovel the snow? The father is always, or the mother, are always ones that are shoveling the snow. And I said, it is a shame, you know, because I've known young kids and those two, they go out and they make a killing during snow time because they are business people. And they go out and they shovel the snow. And they are smart kids. They are not collecting the money right there. They wait until the end of the season to collect one payment. So you know that they are putting it towards something, you know, something of great value. They are not just looking to spend it all there. So I hear what you say about your son, but, you know, you are just in time now that you can help your grandkids when they come around. You can do what you could have done for him to them, and then this legacy will continue and continue and continue.
Yeah, I think it goes, you know, my parents were extremely strict, so then I felt, you know, that I wanted my son to have an easier life, so I probably did more for him than I should. But I do, and I see that has happened to many of us. But it's coming around. I actually met Jackie's son, and she did a great job with him.
Thank you.
Right?
My
did he do entrepreneurial things
them.
Growing up, Jackie?
You know what? I try to always instill that in him, but like you, Claudia, it's really difficult when you're raising, you know, kids alone. You don't want them to feel at all disadvantaged. So sometimes you give in. But I've always made sure that goal setting was important for my son Tyler, and that if he wanted something, he absolutely had to do something positive, worthwhile, in order to achieve that. So, you know, he does different, you know, he's graduating high school this coming Saturday. And throughout his life, he's done several different projects, from selling on eBay very, very early. And I've empowered him to how to use the camera, how to post things, you know. So those old video games, those you know, $150 sneakers that he's only worn a couple of times before something new comes out, you know, he's been able to resell those. So, yes, he knows how to hustle in that
see?
Way, yes.
Yeah, he's creative. That's good. Well, congratulations, Jackie.
Yes.
You know, I'm a single mother of a young man too. Well, now he's 30, and I didn't do too well where that was concerned. Now he lives in another country now, and I was excited when he lost his job and he went into doing something entrepreneurial, because he decided, well, I'm going to make organic juice and I'm going to sell those juices. And I said, well, at least he saw me being an entrepreneur. And now, although I would have loved when he was younger, if I had gotten more involved with that. But, you know, that's history. That's in the archive. It's water under the bridge. We just need to move forward now, Claudia, you and I, with what we know to is beneficial in helping other people.
Yes, and also they see the example in us, and that's a good thing as well.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm very proud of how my son is. I just would have loved, now that I know about this program, I think to myself, oh, my goodness, you know, it's just, I now have nephews I can pass it on to.
That's right. And when your grandkids come, you can begin to have that conversation early.
Right.
And go ahead. Yes, Claudia and Jackie, and I'm not, there's one more person on. Who is that?
That's Ian.
Ian?
Yes.
Okay, we forgot about
you.
Oh,
Ian.
I'm sorry.
Pipe in here, Ian.
I'm just sucking everything in.
Ian, you know how women are when they get together. You got to learn to boss, man.
That's why I took marriage so long. I learned to stay out. Listen.
Ian, what would you like to say here? Because we are down to 35 minutes. And we are hoping some other people will call in. But what would you like to? You have the floor. We took so much away from you. You have the floor now.
That's fine. Thanks again, Doctor. As I've been hearing, everyone basically has the same practical upbringing of that entrepreneurial spirit of going out there and trying to make their own money to help themselves as
yes.
they're growing up. And as you know, my dad always made reference to when he was small, he didn't have things. He had to go out there and survive for himself. And he, you know, more or less implored that into me, that you have to go out there and by whatever means it takes to get some keep money in your pocket, legally you have to go and do it. So that's why I so embrace Lemonade Day, teaching these kids that there is opportunity out there. You just have to have the right skill or the right focus to go out there and make things happen for yourself.
You know something, I think it was maybe about 5 years ago, I was at an event in Queens, and it was a networking event with George Frazier from FrazierNet organization in Ohio. And this young man came up to me. He was a tiny little thing. He was short, and he was looking at me. And he gave me his business card that was typed up. And he was telling me about all these wonderful ideas he had. So I asked him who he was there with. And he said, his teacher. And I said, bring her over. So he introduced me to the teacher. And I asked the teacher if she could get his parents to take him up to Connecticut. I wanted to have him on the TV show to talk about his ideas. So, you know, after a long discussion, both of us, we dropped the ball. The parents and I dropped the ball, so that never happened. Well, what you know, last year I was looking at some documentary about Wall Street Project or something, and there was the journalist was interviewing this little man. I said, why does that voice sound familiar? What do you know? It was the little boy that I met at the are you all hearing this noise? I was hoping they wouldn't start work. They were doing some work.
Okay, there, we can hear you.
Okay. And he was getting ready to do a trunk sale in Macy's. He had, along with all the other ideas he was telling me about, he had designed some ties. And he was sitting there on the set with the journalist. He had his hoodie over. And when it was time for him to reveal his tie, he zipped his hoodie down. He had his polo shirt on under that hooded jacket with his tie. And I'm a real crybaby. I tell you, when I look at that, my friend was with me and I said, oh, look at this. This is the little boy that I met in Queens. And the little boy never gave up on his dream.
Wow, that's a beautiful story.
I think I have one more call. Let me go to this person here. Caller, your first 3 digits are 646. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please? Hello? Your last 4 digits are 9750. Hello, can you hear me? Well, maybe the person just want to listen. Because that's not you, Ian, is it? Hello?
I'm here.
Is that your phone number? Is 9750 your last four digits?
Hello?
Hello, I'm hearing you.
I'm here, Ian. I'm still on.
Okay. I thought this was another caller, but they're not saying anything. Please raise your hand if you want to speak. So, you know, young people, so long as they are encouraged, they will move on to bigger and greater things. Bigger and greater things. Claudia, is there anything else that you wanted to mention that we did not yet cover? And also the other one, two, three, four people that are on the line. No, three people, including Claudia, is still on. If you have,
well, I do want to say that we could not have done it without Amy and John Phelan being sponsors. We couldn't have done this actually without Keller Williams. And as you can see by the turnout of Keller Williams agents, they were very participatory. They jumped in, helped at every turn, and continued to do so. Each of the stands will have a Keller Williams agent at it on Sunday to, you know, volunteer to help out with them, and they'll have their Keller Williams T-shirts on. So it's, and also I'd like to mention that Julie Eberle is the president and CEO of Lemonade Day. She could not be on the call at the last minute. However, she flies all over the country to start up Lemonade Day, to work with the sponsors, and Debbie Nazarian as well. She came up to train me. So they have a, you know, you can't do this without a support system is what I'm saying, and we just happen to have a great support system.
Beautiful, beautiful. So for the other cities, tri-state area, Massachusetts, all those other places that would like to have Lemonade Day so that they can be part of, what is the founder's number in 2014, 2013 is looking to have how many vendors?
A million.
A million. So those people who want to be part of the million, hitting the million mark, and how do they go about getting information about starting it in their state?
Well, Debbie Nazarian is the national area manager, so I'll give her number, and also I'm sure they can go on the lemonadeday.org website, and where it says contact, they can put in an email, but Debbie also can be reached at 713-400-9331. That's 713-400-9331. So if you want to bring Lemonade Day to your city, you know, you can give her a call or go on the website, check it out, and then send an email.
Would you repeat her name, Claudia? You gave the number.
It's Debbie. Just the way it sounds, Debbie Nazarian, N-A-Z-A-R-I-A-N, Nazarian.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And give the national website again, please.
It's www.lemonadeday.org.
Okay. And you say people can go in there and can check for, click on the contact, and then they can get the information there. So,
yeah, they can send an email through that contact information.
Yeah. And you hear that founder, Michael Holthouse, is looking to have 1 million lemonade stands in 2013 or 2013. So it's next year, guys. Wherever you are, if you want to be part of this, you can get the information on how to do that. So We have 25 minutes remaining, still time for some more calls, but we would like to summarize this conversation. And again, I'm going to go back to this person on the last call here. Your middle numbers are 737. So are you hearing, do you have a question or a comment or a remark? Any contribution? Your last four digits are 9750. Are you there? State your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, I just called in. My name is Anna Ronquillo. I'm part
Hi,
of the
Anna.
Keller Williams team. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for calling in. What would you like us to know about Lemonade Day?
Well, actually, I'm part of Claudia's team in New York. I am with Keller Williams. I'm a real estate broker. And my role has been really to connect the project with my building, the Cosmopolitan, and my church, Our Lady of Peace, and where they will provide venues for the children or the young entrepreneurs to put up their lemonade stands.
Beautiful, beautiful. How does it make you feel to be part of this amazing venture?
Oh, it's very exciting and very gratifying. I heard you earlier about, you know, encouraging children to develop confidence to become entrepreneurs, and I think this is a good start. It's a memory that they will take with them for the rest of their lives. It gives them an opportunity to give back to the community, at the same time to develop self-confidence. And I'm encouraged by that, and you know, I'm all for it, and hopefully in the coming years I will be able to contribute as well and be a greater part of the project.
You know, I got so excited when I read about collaboratively the contribution the young people made. I was talking to a colleague about it, and it blew her mind. She could not believe when I said $500,000 from some children doing lemonade. Her mouth fell open. You know,
I think Dr. Daphne, it was actually in Houston. They earned $4.1 million and they gave away $1 million. That was my understanding.
Oh,
so I don't want you to fall over in your chair.
Oh my heavens! Wow!
Amazing, huh?
Amazing! 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 Amazing!
I
what
know. Just think of how that moves the world forward.
Yes.
You know, there are so many, we had talked a little bit before about where they can put their money in. So I looked on the website, and there are other places that I didn't mention, like hospitals and Asperger's syndrome, Ronald McDonald House, autism. You know, there are so many places to give to. All they have to do is go on the website, and they'll see places right in their community.
But I tell you something, Claudia, with this kind of dollar figure, you're going to have some adults want to put up lemonade stands.
Right. Think, you know, everyone could put one up.
Everybody could put a lemonade stand up. And just be creative in your lemonade, you know. You're going to have different people doing different flavor lemonades, I'm telling you. This is amazing. This is amazing. So we
at PS48, Pat Mitchell came up with her own mango lemonade, which was actually put on the website at Fox and Friends when we were made our TV debut, so that people could just go on the website and get that recipe. And people are the kids are coming up with their own different kinds of lemonade. So it's a great
thing. That's right. I can sit here and think about some, but I'm not talking my flavors because I didn't copyright them yet.
I, you know, it was very hard for Pat Mitchell to give it up. So in the name of charity, she finally gave it up. It was a family recipe.
I hope she patented it because I tell you, listen, all those Jamaicans, listen, I know they can come up with some amazing lemonade. And they can come up with some nice thing to go with that lemonade, too. I'm telling you.
And I believe
telling you.
Dr.
This,
Daphne?
This, yes, ma'am.
Dr. Daphne, this is Jackie coming in. I have my son Tyler, who's also joined the conversation.
Oh, what's his name?
His name is Tyler. Tyler is just graduating high school. And
well,
so
congratulations, Mr. Tyler. Would you put him on the phone, please?
Yes.
Hi, Dr. Daphne. How are you? Good morning.
I am wonderful, and congratulations, sir.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yes. Well, tell us about your involvement in this Lemonade Day thing.
Wow. It's a great thing, to be honest. I really wish I had something like this as a kid because, you know, just my mom really instilled a lot of entrepreneurship in me, and for a lot of kids to get this, you know, at this young age, it's really going to spark something, you know, it's going to have a lot of progress. You know, a lot of kids, they want things. They want, you know, the newest games. They want the newest sneakers and a lot of that stuff, but they don't want to take the means to go out and get it. And I think by having this and having them involved in, you know, such a great thing, it's going to really benefit them.
I tell you, Tyler, I have to go connect with you. I have a whole lot of stuff I can be selling on eBay. I got too much shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
I can be getting some money on eBay from them shoes and all them
purses.
So I think I have to have you tutor me about this eBay thing, Tyler.
I sell eBay things. I sell, you know, whatever I can get my hands on, really.
Yeah, you and I have to go have a talk. You got to help a sister out.
All right, don't worry. I'm going to give you all the things I know. I'm going to show you my tips.
That's right, man. I'm telling you, I got to go through my closet and send it out, and I can be earning me some money.
Where are you heading?
I'm sorry, Tyler, what did you say?
I said we're going to set up a nice teamwork. We can work together.
That's right. Hey, you and I, you live in Queens?
No, Brooklyn.
Okay. I'm in Queens every Wednesday. Well, today I'm on vacation today. Getting me some R&R. But next Wednesday, I'll be back. Every Wednesday, I'm at some meeting at the Sean Bell Community Center, 30 to 8:30.
Okay.
But all right. We are definitely going to be connecting. So let's talk about what you're going to be doing. Are you heading into college?
Yes, I am. I'm attending St. John's University, Queens campus, next year.
Woo!
Congratulations.
What major are going to be?
I really haven't decided. I'm going to go in undecided, and, you know, my philosophy really is go finish all my core classes and then really, you know, my last couple of years really narrow down what I want to do and go from there.
Okay. Well, I know the money for the tuition is going to be coming from the entrepreneurial endeavor. So, mommy, we all can pool and go on vacation because she won't have to be paying any tuition, right?
Oh, absolutely. Right. You know, let's take it a step further, Dr. Daphne. This is how much I've instilled responsibility in my son because I told him I paid for my own way through college. So I expect for him to do the same. And so a part of it is he has to, you know, take responsibility, and it all falls down on his grades. And so it's about goal setting, like I said before.
Beautiful.
And he knew that if he didn't want a $50,000 a year, you know, college bill, that he would have to apply himself
to apply to these scholarships, to those grants, and everything that he could. And he did a very good job in being an honor student and, you know, putting in the work to make that work for him. So it's that kind of responsibility and skill sets. But, again, you have to start early. And so programs like Lemonade Day start, help to prepare kids mentally as to how to even approach a huge endeavor like paying for college, you know.
Beautiful.
You know,
beautiful.
Because a lot of kids, you know, don't come from situations where they can rely on their parents to completely pay for the college, you know, tuition.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about responsibility. So, of course, I'm going to help Tyler out, but for the most part, he knows he is responsible for creating, you know, the pathway to his future. And, you know,
I can hear it. I can hear it. You know, as a matter of fact, Tyler, I want you to inbox me from the radio site because I want to have a conversation with you because I think you have a lot of information that we could go an episode that will help you to help to empower other young people. So
I'd love the opportunity.
I would love to talk to you. If you're on Facebook, guys, all of you who are on the show, I would like for you to connect with me on social media and on the radio site. If you mark it as a favorite and you become a friend on the show, it helps to inform you who my guests are twice a week when I have them. And then you become part of my big global family here. So we are down to 14 minutes. I thank all of you for calling in. I want to give each of you a minute to summarize, and then I want to go to Mrs. Fox for her closing statements and just inform everybody. So we want to start with Jackie. You still there? You have anything you want to say?
Yes, well, I thank you so much, Dr. Daphne, for this opportunity to even speak about Lemonade Day, and thank you so very much for allowing Keller Williams really to be a part of it, of your show and speaking about Lemonade Day. I really want to thank Claudia for just making this happen, for having the vision and the determination to even bring it to New York City. Claudia has done such an incredible, phenomenal job in taking an idea and bringing it to birth, you know, and birthing it. And I'm so grateful to her for her just being determined and sticking to her goal of making it happen. And I know that you have to be really proud of what you've been able to accomplish, Claudia, and I'm so privileged and honored to work side by side on this project to make it a success.
Thank you,
Jackie.
Is Anna still on? Anna? I think she hung up.
Yeah, I think she had to go.
Okay, who else is on? What's the gentleman's name?
Ian?
Ian, are you still on?
Hello?
Are you still on? We have 12 minutes remaining. I want to give you a minute to give a closing statement.
Sure. First of all, I'd like to thank Claudia and Jackie for all the job they have done. And thank you, Dr. Daff, for giving us the exposure, K.W. Williams and Lemonade Day. And we're just basically trying to get the word out there that entrepreneurship is still alive and still available.
Thank you so very much.
So I can do it. Yes, thank you so much for having us.
Okay, it was an honor. Who is on 443? Are you still on?
Oh, that's me, Dr. Daphne. That's Jackie.
Okay, that's you. Okay, who is on 713? Okay, then Miss Claudia, it's you. I want to take. We are down to 11 minutes.
I want
to take a few minutes. And I wonder where the time goes.
I know. It was so much fun. I'm so thrilled that everyone called in. And, you know, just to recap about the program is that this Sunday, June 3rd, is our Lemonade Day in New York City in the five boroughs.
And so you can certainly support the kids in being entrepreneurs by coming to the lemonade stand and buying the lemonade. And, you know, that's the best support you can show now. And for the future, if you have kids in your life, even if they're not your own, they could be your grandchildren, they could be people who live next door, tell them about Lemonade Day. Share the information with them. Tell them to go to the website and encourage them to do the program. The program does teach them how to be an entrepreneur and goes through all the steps from the purchasing of lemonade to investing to paying back the investor to making the stand to reporting in your business results. So it gives a child a full scope of what it's like to have your own business. Also, teens could come on board by teaching younger kids how to do this, and they will learn the lessons themselves. So anyone who gets involved, whether it's an adult or a caretaker, it consolidates the business steps to take. And so even an adult, the child within them could be inspired to start a business after they work with the child to do this. There's so many ways it just, you know, can filter into the mainstream of life.
Yes, and you know, my prayer is that through this forum is that we have ignited some interest in other countries across the globe who will want to be part of my day. I'm very excited about what is taking place, and I look forward to be part of this. So in the future, in whatever way that I can. And I want to ask you again to get out the contact information and just run over some of the sites in New York City again, please, Claudia.
Okay. So nyc.lemonadeday.org is the New York City site. And if you press on the right-hand side, it says June 3rd event. And if you click on that, all of the places will be, locations will be listed. So that will give you an idea of where you can come. And if you look further, you can see I also gave workshops on the four Ps, which Jackie mentioned. So, you know, that's available as well. When you have a big group, we can do a workshop. NYC.lemonadeday.org, and then the national site is lemonadeday.org without the NYC. And if you want to bring a lemonade day to your city, you can call Debbie at 713-400-9331. Or you can go to the website and click on contact and send an email. And that way, I think the website is probably better because you can get an overview of what the program's about before you contact her.
Mm-hmm. And what's the four Ps again?
Price, product, promotion, and place.
Price, product,
promotion, and place.
All right.
So I did workshops with each community based on that, and it was very participatory. It was very interactive and dynamic. The kids got very involved. I do the workshops by asking a lot of questions.
Great. Well, I'm very excited that we were able to complete this dialogue without any disturbance. And again, I apologize to my supporters in the chat room that we weren't able to get in there. And just so you know, Claudia, this conversation remains an archive. So people will be able to get access to it wherever their little heart desire. They can download it and everything. So people will be able to utilize that. Again, I want to commend you on what you are doing. I think one person just called in. Let me just try and get them here quickly. I think someone else just called in. Hello, caller. Your first three digits are 917. Did you have a question? Last four digits are 5506. You state your name and where you're calling from. Okay. Well, I am excited about this episode today. I hope that you were able to be educated, inspired, and empowered so that you can step out and be bold in taking control of your entrepreneurial zeal. I want to thank the Kelly Williams team for calling in. I want to thank Ms. Claudia Fox for investing time in you, my listeners, to help you to be empowered. And remember that you are called for a destiny, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Don't allow anyone to derail you either. I ask you to join me again on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. and next Wednesday again at 10 a.m. This is Dynamic Daphne, your host, saying so long and stay blessed. And thank you again, Claudia, for coming on the show. And
my pleasure, Dr. Daphne. It was very enjoyable.
Thank you very much. Follow your destiny.
Trial that came with this place. almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. And I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me, hallelujah, to my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise.